All right, we are going to be getting you right up till 6 o'clock this holiday edition. And Vlade Divac is going to be joining us at 3:30. If you're just joining us, I love the fact that the Kings made this deal. I feel it was an absolute no-brainer. I feel that this franchise can move forward now. I wish the guy the best of luck because he is a good person. But it wasn't going to work here. Doug feels differently.
Yeah, I just felt with that type of talent, Grant, you have to figure out how do you put the right pieces around him to make it work. And that was ultimately when I saw DeMarcus, I just always saw Grant from the very first time I saw him. I thought he was misunderstood. I thought that there was a way to get through. I wasn't here every day. So I will preface it with saying that and understanding that I'm not in there, so I don't know every single thing. I'm just looking from the outside, looking in, and when I see something like that, same with Ben McLemore. You know, I've seen Ben many times, and people have given up on Ben, and I said, you know, if you could just get through to him, if you could talk to him. Well, DeMarcus is a different animal, but the point was, can you put something around him? And the decision's been made to push reset, and now you got to say, what are you going to do? How are you going to do it? What is going to be the systematic approach to making the Sacramento Kings great again?
All right, let's get to some phone calls. 339-1140, 800-920-1140. Justin, you'll start us off here in the 3 o'clock hour. Hi, Justin.
How you doing, Graham?
What's up, Justin?
Not much. I'm just going to say I'm going to look at the big picture, and I think you're going to disagree with me, but I think Doug's going to see where I'm coming from here. If you look back at the 2000-2001 team, we had a big man just kind of like Cousins with Weber. He could pass. He could do it all. But the one thing that we surrounded him with was shooters. That's the thing DeMarcus hasn't had. He hasn't had a shooter since he came here. So you mark it.
You know what? That's a bunch of crap. You're going to tell me in 7 years he never had a shooter? Stop it already, would you please? I mean, if you're going to call up, at least call up with some factual information. But that's absurd.
Who was the shooter?
Are you kidding me? In 7 years, you don't think he's ever played with a shooter? Someone that's a very good three-point shooter? I mean, come on. You're going to tell me in 7 years the Kings have never had a guy that can make shots around him?
Not like Peja, not like Bibby.
Well, that Peja's come around once every 10 years. I mean, come on now.
But what I'm trying to say is with the dysfunctional franchise that we have, we've never had a chance.
Justin, I appreciate your call. You're breaking up on us, and we're having trouble hearing you.
So to Justin's point, this is what I have been saying, Grant. Putting the best scenario in place for your cornerstone person, that would be like, say, Chris. A whole bunch of guys that want to ISO. That probably wouldn't have been the best scenario. For Steph Curry, putting a whole bunch of guys that are slashers instead of shooters. And I just think that, Peja's only come around. I agree with that. Peja's only come around once every once in a while. But the higher level of a shooter and consistency around him would have allowed, because now that we see them making shots, Grant, we're seeing a different product.
Again, I want to go back to what I said in the first hour if you're just joining us. I don't feel that the Sacramento Kings moved DeMarcus Cousins for basketball issues. In other words, I mean the actual playing of the basketball game. They moved him because he is not worthy, in their opinion, and I back them up because I've been saying this. How can you give a guy that walks off the court after a big win and curses out a Warriors fan and the entire franchise with two middle fingers? How can you give a guy $200 million when you're not even at the All-Star break and he's already received the technicals that warrants a one-game suspension? How can you give somebody $200 million who bullies the media? And let's just call it the way it is. He bullies the media. And any member of the media in Sacramento that feels that I am being too hard on him in terms of what I just said about the media, call me up at 339-1140 and 800-920-1140 and tell me I'm wrong. Every single member of the media that covers the Sacramento Kings, whether it's a blogger, whether it's a newspaper reporter, whether it's a radio broadcaster or a TV sports anchor, have all seen it, and they will all tell you the same thing. DeMarcus Cousins cannot handle criticism. He is the most thin-skinned professional athlete that I've ever seen in the National Basketball Association, and it was an absolute disgrace the way he treated the media in his 7 years. If he liked you, you were fine. But if he liked you and you ended up writing something bad about him or saying something about him, he would curse you out the next time he saw you, and it didn't matter who was around. And there's not one person in Sacramento that can call me up and tell me that I'm wrong.
Well, I won't be that person.
Person does not exist.
Whether that is 100% accurate, and from my estimation, there was, you know, a chafeness to that whole thing. It's unfortunate because the person that he is in the community, I think that person could have been able to be the same person.
Yeah, but it never was.
But it never was.
Could have, should have, as you were saying.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
That person that. And I'll use the term bully, and I'm not talking about in the sense of the issues that we're talking about on our schoolyards and everything, but I'm talking about in terms of the media trying to intimidate the media, which bully, intimidate, to me, it's almost the same thing. He tried to intimidate the media when, I mean, it's unbelievable. And everyone from 3, 10, and 13 that are out there every day know that, okay? Every single blogger knows that I'm right. Every single member of the media knows I'm right, okay? That was something that really bothered this franchise, and rightfully so. You're going to give $200+ million to a guy that berates the media, that can't handle criticism? The answer to that question was no, they weren't going to do that, nor should they have.
Well, that's where the culture and all of those things come into play, and that is going to be defined as a Kings culture. And in a Kings culture, I used San Antonio because they – pretty much have the best culture. You don't see those sort of things.
You don't see it in Sacramento, except for one person. You don't see it with Garrett Temple or Anthony Tolliver. You don't see it with Darren Collison. You don't see it with Ty Lawson. You don't see it with Willie Cauley-Stein. You don't see it with Costa Kufis. And I can go right on down and list 100 players. I respectfully disagree. I don't think it's a culture thing. I think it's a personality issue because it's the same person doing it over and over and over again. That's where I do disagree with you.
Oh, no. Well, and respectfully so. What I'm saying is whether that's one person or 15 people, the culture dictates how you act. And just because it was one person not acting the right way, the culture, obviously, that's why a culture change is being made. The culture wasn't in place to dictate that there is a line drawn in the sand. We don't do that here.
Let's get to Rick. Hello, Rick. How are you?
Grant, how are you today?
I'm fine, Rick. How are you?
I am really, really, really doing really well.
Okay.
I'm pretty happy. I've been a Kings fan since 85. I remember watching their very first game in Sacramento. The last 6 years has been a struggle, to say the least. DeMarcus, I believe his heart's in the right place. As far as professionalism, he is about the worst I've ever seen. I'm glad he's gone. I know Doug can answer this question. How would you like to go to work with that guy every day and work with him every day? And how would he have fit in on that 2002 team? Those are the questions that people need to ask themselves, because I can tell you no. Would probably be the answer.
Well, you asked him, so let him answer. You asked the question, let him answer it.
Yeah, see, on that team, we wouldn't have had that issue because what we're talking about here, culture would have dictated otherwise. And that is what Vlade is trying to instill. And if anybody understands that, so to everyone out there that is being critical of Vlade, to anyone that understands that, Vlade does because he was one of the ones that helped set that culture. So that we wouldn't have had that problem. And if the problem would have been created, then he wouldn't have been here a lot earlier than this particular time. But I don't think we would have had that problem with him.
Yeah, and so with that said, I think people want to criticize Vlade. Yeah, for what reason? I mean, he's trying to establish a culture here. Do you think Dave Yeager really, really deep down likes working with DeMarcus? Dave Yeager's been in the playoffs. Dave Yeager was a few points away from beating the Warriors a couple years ago or last year. I can't remember. But you know, I'm really happy with it, where the franchise is headed, and I think it's a great day. Thank you guys for taking my call.
Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. 339-1140, 800-920-1140. Again, 339-1140 and 800-920-1140. Let's get to Tony. Hello, Tony.
Hey, Grant. Hey guys. We'll find out how this trade's going to play out for the team, for the franchise. But, I'm biased. I got to tell you, Buddy Hield is probably my favorite basketball player on the planet right now.
Why is that?
Man, I started following this guy probably his sophomore year in college. Man, I follow Big 12 basketball. This kid is there's not a single coach he's ever played for that has said they've ever seen a harder worker than this kid. I mean, his senior year in college he was the best shooter I've ever seen.
I don't care about senior year in college. Jimmer Fredette was the best player in the country his senior year in college and is playing in China. I don't care what anybody does in college. I understand what Buddy did in college. I watched the tournament like everyone else, and Villanova completely shut him down. Now, that doesn't mean he won't be a good NBA player or can't be a good NBA player, but what he did in Oklahoma, it doesn't mean squat to me. It just doesn't mean anything. Thomas Robinson was a hell of a player at Kansas. He can't play in the NBA. Jimmer Fredette's in China. I can go on and on and on. I don't care about what he did in college.
Yeah, well, maybe so. But what does go along with him from the college to the pros is how he goes about him, how he goes about his work.
Yes.
I mean, the kid, you can there's story after story in New Orleans about how the Pelicans organizations had to lock the gym door to keep him out. I mean, physically lock the door.
Hey, Tony, I don't mean to, like, rip him. Everything that you're saying about him now, I've heard, and I think the Kings are going to be very happy with Buddy. But I don't want to hear about college, and that's why I did that to you. And we got so many calls that want to get in. So are you a Buddy Hield fan because you're an Oklahoma fan? Why are you such a Buddy Hield fan?
I'm just a Buddy Hield fan because and I'm a Big 12 basketball fan.
Okay.
Not so much Oklahoma, but I watched him play probably 100 times on TV. And
okay.
I just love his style of play. He's a talented kid and he's a hard worker, man.
All right. Hey, I appreciate the call, Tony. Thanks for getting to the question. Thanks. So here's a guy that loves Buddy Hield, and he's in his first year. So, again, I've been very consistent. I give rookies 3 years. It's just like Willie Cauley-Stein. Look how much better he's playing right now.
Yeah, I mean, you want to set up we keep using the word culture, so I'll continue. You want to set up a culture, Grant, that is one of hardworking, that is of commitment. You want to have guys that are gym rats. That's what you had in Isaiah Thomas as well. Somebody who wants to be in the gym, who stays in the gym and has a good attitude about it.
Rick, you're on next. And don't forget, Vlade Divac in 15 minutes. Hi, Rick.
Hi. I think Vlade did the right thing. I don't think it was an easy decision for him to make from the time he said DeMarcus was not going to be traded. I think DeMarcus was auditioning for that long-term contract, and he showed he wasn't going to change. And I think Vlade had to think long-term on return on investment. Who wants to come to Sacramento to play with DeMarcus? And what coach, they've had good coaches, and they just can't continue that revolving door on coaches. So I think Vlade did the right thing. It might have been painful, but I think he made the right decision.
All
thanks,
right.
Grant.
Thank you, Rick.
Knowing how loyal Vlade is and the type of person that he is, I can't wait to talk to him and ask him this exact question. Is, you know, how tough on it was you? Because I know it. I know that it probably weighed heavily on him.
All right. Let's get to Tony. Tony, you're next. Hello, Tony.
Hey, guys. How are you? Hope you're doing well.
Thank you.
Yeah, the first thing I just want to say is, people continue to call the ones that really wanted DeMarcus to stick around because we need a player like him to win. I mean, personally, I am just so happy with this because we've had a player like DeMarcus now for 7 years, and we haven't won. We're hovering right around 2030, which is unacceptable. And furthermore, you made the analogy, Grant, about a marriage being dysfunctional or abusive relationship. Earlier today, I was reading some of the tweets, and Howard Beck wrote something which I thought was right on. He says, last 7 years, Cousins produced only turmoil and chaos, grinding up coaches and teammates, referees, reporters, dragging down an entire franchise with F-bombs with every outburst, more suspensions. That was a quote that he said.
And I totally agree. I think he was 100% accurate. I thought it was a very well-written article.
Totally agree, Grant. And another thing about this, like if you take away, for example, what he wrote what he quoted, instead of putting coach, put a cousin, put a.
Hello? You got cut off.
Oh, man.
It's all right.
Yeah. This is a new day. And after this day, Grant, of, people reflecting and venting and all of that stuff, I will be excited to go in, see what they do and how they do it, and eagerly being right there to say, let's go, let's watch it, let's check it out, because Sacramento Kings fans, they deserve the absolute best, and that's what I think ultimately you, Vlade, everybody wants for them.
All right, let's get to Jeremy. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
What's up, Jeremy?
Hey, thanks for being our little bounce, our vents off of today. We appreciate it. I wanted to say, to Doug, you know, I respect the fact he's been pro Cousins. I listen to you guys all the time. He's been pro Cousins most of the time, and he hasn't wavered. He was saying about being, he likes the fact that he's always been like a nasty guy. He's got that in, he's got that fire that he wants to keep going. Mm-hmm. My thing is, can you guys answer this question for me? We were beating Golden State by 3 at the half. They went on their run, took a timeout. We were down by 9, I think it was, and Cousins doesn't come back into the game. Where's the Jaeger and him get into it on the bench?
Which game? Are you referring to the game in Oakland?
Yeah.
No, the game was over. The game was over. The Warriors went on an incredible 26-2 run. Dave went to the bench. He tried all kinds of different combinations. DeMarcus was exhausted from the night before. You could tell he didn't have it. And at that point, he didn't put DeMarcus back in the game because the game never got close enough to go back to him. And he was like, hey, I got to give this guy some time off. And that's why he didn't go back in.
That was all that was going on there. I was wondering if something like
came
through on that. Because I'm like, he's your star player.
No.
You got to have some pride.
No,
I understand, back-to-back with the Lakers, you know, the night before. But I felt...
They were getting killed. They were getting killed. They were getting destroyed.
When you're in a battle like that, and Coach Jaeger, as we've seen, he is a very good coach, and he understands
his players.
Yeah, the battles to be won.
He's great.
And the battles to back off of, and that
he's
was
great.
One to back off.
And you know what? Amen. Yeah. I actually complimented him on TV. I was saying, you know what? Probably won't see DeMarcus anymore.
Right.
The game's out of reach. No reason to play him. The guy's been logging a ton of minutes. He's beat up. Give him some time off.
Yeah,
so,
and you're going into the All-Star break. Yours starts a little earlier. And no need to, because Coach has mentioned before, the red zone now.
Yes.
No need, if he's there, worry about that. Fight the battles, you can win.
That Dave's got a phenomenal pulse of his players. That's the one thing you don't ever have to worry about with him. All right, 339-1140-800-920-1140. Let's get to Ali. What's up, Ali?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's happening?
Hey, thanks for having me on. This is why I disagree with this trade for a couple of reasons. So, one, I'm a diehard Kings fan. I'm in Oakland. I'm a pediatrician there from Sacramento. Here's why. One, because Buddy Hield is a prospect that – hello?
Go ahead. We're listening.
We're here.
Yeah, sorry. So, this is the thing. So, we just traded for Bogdanovich last year. We drafted Richardson. So, we have shooting guard prospects. We're obtaining a prospect at a position that we already have prospects at. We didn't get a 3, a 4, a 1. And then also, we're making a trade for a first-round pick, but we're giving them a star asset. So that trade, that draft spot is going to be much lower. This is a deal.
You don't know that.
Let me say this also. You got to understand before we look at the draft and what you're about to say is we don't know that Vlade's done. The trade deadline isn't over. So some of those things that you are talking about may be addressed within the days to come. We don't know that.
True, but there's two other quick points on it. One was that we've tried to trade multiple prospects on our team, and we haven't been able to net anything back. Rudy Gay, Ben McLemore, Darren Collison's an unrestricted free agent. So there's no value. It's very difficult to trade him as a rental. And then all these guys around him, just to remember, these are all retreats from other teams. So it's really hard to get value back for some of these guys. Two is that trading him at that juncture, at All-Star weekend, right after the All-Star game, that's a poor reflection of our franchise. It's a classless move when you do that. This is a move we could have made today or tomorrow. But to do that at the All-Star game, we already have distrust among players and agents.
Well, I respectfully disagree with you. I disagree with you because when the news broke, and it did. Once the news breaks and you can't keep it secret anymore, at that point you can't wait until the next day. All right. And the news broke. I think it was Adrian Wojnarowski was the first one to put it out there. He probably got it from Dan Fagan, DeMarcus's agent, and then it becomes news. And once it's out there, and you have every member of the media that covers the NBA in the city where DeMarcus Cousins is, you couldn't have waited till today. No way.
There's no, unless you were going to keep the whole thing totally quiet. And when you have agents involved in a lot of different things, they are going to do the best thing for their client at that particular time. And if that is getting it out there to hamper it or whatever it is, they will do that.
All right. 339-1140 and 800-920-1140. Vlade Divac coming up at 3:30. Let's get to Jay. What's up, Jay?
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, I got on Facebook when this news broke, and, you know, I'm on there quite a bit on the Kings site, and it's amazing how many people were just ballistic about this. I know there were a lot of Boogie fans, but, you know, it seems to me as they're ready to quit. We're canceling our season tickets. We're walking away. We're never coming back. And I'm thinking, you know what? I put a post on there on Facebook, and I said, you guys are Boogie fans. You're not Sacramento Kings fans. And they just, a lot of these guys just don't get it. Now, they were talking about, Grant, how you were talking about DeMarcus and the negative things about them on Twitter. And I said to them, I said, you know what? Whatever you say about Grant Napier, this guy really knows what he's talking about. He's been watching this team for 30 years. I've also been watching almost the same amount of time. And the guy knows things we don't even know. And it's just amazing to me that they're so enamored with this guy that they're blind to the fact that he was a major part of the problem.
I think that when trades of this magnitude come on, because I've dealt with Chris Webber trades before,
yeah.
I've gone through some pretty big trades. I've seen popular players like Doug get traded, Scott Pollard, Bobby Jackson, Peja. Right. I've had days like this before. And fans, by nature, are unbelievably emotional. And it's been my experience that when a couple of days pass, then they come back down to earth and they get back on board and everything's fine. This doesn't surprise me at all, the reaction today. It really doesn't.
Yeah, I knew it would be something like that, but you know, I think for the longest time I felt the same way that you have, that this guy is a cloud over this organization. And I really liked your tweet where you said, hey, now we're a team. If you ever wonder and watch how well we play when DeMarcus is not in, how well we move the ball, and it's so much more like what you really want to do to win.
Well, it is the Sacramento Kings now. It's no longer the Sacramento Cousins. They have now become the Sacramento Kings again.
It was never that, Grant.
It was that. Everything was centered around DeMarcus. Every single thing was always done around DeMarcus. It was the Sacramento Cousins. It's no longer that.
And whose fault was that?
You know what? It started with the franchise. They gave him way too much entitlement in the first couple of years.
So, and culture. That's where we're going.
Correct.
In. That's
I think that, you know, he's got to a point where he was running the franchise. And I'm being somewhat cynical when I say
you.
That.
I'm
using that as kind of a figure of speech.
Yes, I got you.
All right. All right, so here's the deal. Vlade Divac, next, right here on Sports 1140 KHDK. All right, Vlade Divac is going to be coming on in a moment.
Yes, sir. You all right?
You know, and again, not that people care. I'm exhausted. I was in New Orleans this weekend, and I flew home and walked into my house right when everything was breaking.
Right.
And, you know, I haven't seen Star since Monday. And I'm like, oh, it's going to be great. I'm going to be able to hang out with my wife. We're going to be able, and then I'm like, and uh-oh. I've literally been on the phone since I walked into my house, slept maybe 3 hours last night. I have been on my phone, I mean, absolutely nonstop, except for the 4 hours that we're doing this show right now. And again, I'm not complaining, but so how am I doing? You know what?
You're a trooper.
No, you know what? It's like I'm looking forward to Thursday. I want games to start again, but I also understand the fans. I understand their frustration, their passion, their agreement, disagreement. That's fine. That's why we have fans. Our fans are phenomenal. They come every night. They deserve to be heard, and I feel like that's what our radio show is for. Let the fans be heard.
Yeah. You know what I want, Grant? I want a positive synergy between everything that is the Sacramento Kings and the community and the fans. And then let us come on the radio and talk about heartbreaking losses and great wins and those sort of things, as opposed to what I've experienced since I've been here and what you've experienced and the fans have experienced. Let that synergy create an atmosphere that is conducive to winning.
You know, there's a lot of fans that we have in our audience now, and they don't even know what that's like. They weren't here when the Kings were good. They may have moved here, or they're now older. And think about that. We have think about all the people that don't even know what you're talking about.
Have no idea. That's when someone used Twitter and got on this text line and was saying, you're using the Kings and Golden State in the same breath. And I'm saying, yeah, because at one time the Kings were Golden State and Golden State were the Kings. It's just the difference that they won a championship.
All right. Again, Vlade Divac is going to be coming on here momentarily. We have got full phone lines. And so why don't we get to a call and we'll wait for Vlade. Hello, Arnold. How are you?
I'm doing well, guys. Thank you. You know, 2.5 years ago, I started calling your show, Grant, basically to lobby to push DeMarcus out of here. And the, you know, not to tell you to do it, but just from my a fan point of view, and the same fans that said, no, we can't trade him 2.5 years ago are the same fans that are complaining that we didn't get enough for him now. The fact is, time was running out. You weren't going to get one-on-one value with him. We knew that. But you know what? In many respects, Grant, like you said, and many reporters said, we finally got our team back. And that's the way I feel. You know, the Vecs made many mistakes. The biggest ones were hiring Pete D'Alessandro, firing Malone, and not trading Cousins earlier. The thing is, people need to remember, Vlade didn't draft McLemore. He didn't draft Stauskas. He drafted Willie Cauley Stein and then last year's draft picks, the few guys. So give the guys some time. I think people continue to say, well, as organizations are run to the ground. This started a long time ago, but Vlade has not been an impactful person in this organization for more than, what, maybe 2 years now? So, anyways, I'm looking ahead. Last night I got a little bit into a feud with a Bay Area radio host, which will remain nameless, but many fans of the Warriors a few years ago were up in arms when Joe Lacob traded Monte Ellis. They were calling for his head.
Yep.
And look at them now. Look at them now.
No doubt.
They are one of the greatest teams that probably ever played a game. And yet 3.5 years ago, many of the fans lacked their vision. And that's what we need to understand here. There's a vision. Has it been bumpy? The road's bumpy, of course. But I think Vlade has a vision, and it does not include DeMarcus. And let's move on. Let's get a fresh start. I'm so excited. If I wasn't at work, I'd be smoking a cigar, drinking some rum. Anyway, right. Guys, you have a good one.
All right, thank you very much.
Cigar and rum, huh?
How about that, huh?
Interesting mix.
Well, it is President's Day, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I'm sure some presidents had some rum. Scotch, maybe?
You think so?
Am I getting off?
I mean, you're probably right.
I'll stay on the rails.
You're probably right.
Cohiba, something.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
All right. As promised, the Sacramento Kings general manager, Vlade Divac, joining us here on Sports 1140. Vlade, it's Grant and Doug. How you doing?
Good. How about you guys?
We're doing good. Vlade, let's get right to it. Why did you make this trade?
Winning starts with the culture, and that had to be addressed. And this move allows us to focus on building a solid locker room culture, which is what we need to start winning consistently.
Vlade, at the press conference today, you revealed to the media that you had a better deal 2 days ago. Why didn't you say yes to that deal?
Because that deal disappeared. It was a lot of pressure on the team that we were dealing with, so they pulled off. They got scared.
You ever had a chance to do that deal because they pulled it from the table?
Yeah, they got scared.
Okay.
I'm saying it was a better offer, not deal.
Gotcha. Offer as opposed to deal. So the fans know that's two totally different things. An offer is just speculation. A deal is something that is put across on your desk and it's solid.
So basically, I just want to make sure that we're hearing you. You couldn't have said, I want to make sure, you could not have said yes to the deal and it could have been consummated then because got that far?
No.
Gotcha. Vlade, was everybody on board with this, meaning Vivek, you, Coach Yeager, or did you need everybody to be on board?
I didn't need because, Doc, obviously we spent some time talking about it. But, I want to, again, let me be clear. This was a basketball decision, and I made the decision. Mm-hmm. So, period.
What?
I believe, we have to see where we are. What we tried to do last 6-7 years, what kind of effect our team had in during that period of time. And I felt like, this is the best time, the best deal, and best for the future. And I made a deal.
What, Vlade, in your opinion, made it so urgent that it couldn't take, or you couldn't have done it at a different time? It was just like, I need to do this right now.
Okay, because I experienced with some time that going further, I'm going to lose value more and more. And I was really convinced in the summertime or a year after that we would get nothing in case we decide not to resign with Marcus.
Vlade Divac, the general manager. Vlade, I think with this deal, this is now your team that you've put together, and you are on the second year of your job, and we have tons of fans that are calling up. They're confused, or they want to know, you know, when can they start evaluating you as a general manager? You know, we're in the big boy business here, and it's about, you know, winning and losing, but there's more to it than that right now. When can fans, realistically, from your viewpoint and your position, when do you feel it's fair for you to be evaluated in the job you're doing?
Grant, Doug, you know, probably better than anybody else. I don't hide. They can evaluate my job from day one when I came here 2 years ago. I do everything. I try to do everything to make our team better. Not for now, not for eight spot, but for a future, for a long time. We have to build this team the right way. And I like I said, it was the best deal, best time, best for future right now to do that. To not just to be eight spot, but be a championship team. Obviously, with the assets that we have, I'm talking about Willie, Ben, Skal, Papa, Malachi, Buddy Hield, Pix, and Bogdanovic, who's going to come next year. He gives us a lot of hope going forward. I don't know how much people know about the upcoming draft class. Will be one of the best in several years, so we have to take advantage of it.
Vlado, before this trade was made, or you actually started thinking about it, what is the direction, the style that you envision and Coach Yeager envision this team coming into?
Simple, Dougie. For beginning, I want our team to play hard. I want our team to have fun. I want our team to share the ball and just play basketball right way. Somebody asked me today what I would love to see from my team. I said, well, the closest example, I would like to see the game against Celtics the other day. Just play it that way. Have fun and play hard. Good things going to happen. I'm confident that we are bringing talent, and not just talent. The personalities that would help those young guys to develop, and finally, in a few years, we can, you know, be proud of our team.
Vlade Divac, the Sacramento general manager. Vlade, you mentioned Bogdan Bogdanovic's name a moment ago, and I've had a couple of people call up because you just now acquired Buddy Hield, who's a two-guard. You drafted Malachi Richardson, who before he hurt his hamstring against Golden State looked like he was a very promising two-guard. And then you have Bogdan Bogdanovic. So fans want to know, do you have too many two-guards right now? And I replied that based on some of the people I've talked to, they tell me Bogdanovic can play small four. Talk to me more about that.
Well, you know, today's basketball is not about the position. You know, you got to play different position. You know, we have a Willie who can play four and five. We have Malachi who can play two and three. Bogdanovic is the same way. He can play two, three, sometimes even four. But, you know, his original position is a shooting guard, but he can slide to small forward. So same thing with the Buddy Hield. I think his original position is shooting guard. But if you cannot play sometimes one or sometimes three, you're not a complete player. So you have to go there and work on your game.
Vlade, with now two first-round picks and one second-round pick, I'm going to give you a couple names, and you tell me if you would be happy with this. So first round, say you get De'Aaron Fox and TJ Leaf, and the second round you get Alonzo Greer. Would you say that would be something you would be happy with and the Kings fans could be happy with?
Where I have to sign.
I love you, man. You are awesome.
Vlade Divac joining us here. Vlade, you just traded the three-time All-Star, the Sacramento Kings' best player. This is the biggest move that you've made since becoming the Sacramento Kings' general manager. Was this hard for you?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't easy. No, obviously, I work with my basketball operation people very, very much to, you know, explore every single detail, every single angle. And came to the point where I had to make a decision to go with DeMarcus or go a different way. And I love DeMarcus and what he has done for this community. I mean, this was a very, very hard choice for me, and I wish him all the best in New Orleans.
Vladdy, I'm sure you're aware, but you've been receiving a lot of criticism. Does that bother you, the criticism that you've been receiving?
I would lie if I said no, but, you know, I believe what I did is going to show in years to come. And I'm really confident that people are going to be very happy. And that's what I did, make this organization and this community proud again, what we try to do here.
Vladdy, the word culture has been used many, many times. It was used by you, it was used by me, Grant, and everyone talking about this situation. If you could define the culture or send the Kings fans in a vision of what the culture going forward is going to be, what would that definition be by you?
Hard work, fun, and represent organization in a city just the way you should represent your family, because I don't want to see headlines of some stuff different than basketball. We are professionals, we play basketball, and people should watch us just play basketball.
Is that why you released Matt Barnes today?
He has some of that, yeah. And I have to say, again, you know, for Matt Barnes, he brought some toughness and something that we look forward, you know, from him this year. But, yeah, it was one of the reasons.
What, in your mind, Vlade, is this over? I mean, the trade deadline is not far away. I know you can't say too much, but are you still maybe actively looking to help better this team and foster the culture change?
Of course, Dougie. You have to be open for discussion for any opportunity to improve the team, you know. So, When I hear the story that, you know, we're not going to trade this, we're going to trade, yeah, for now, you know, but if you get the deal, you know, that makes sense, of course you're going to do it, you know. It just doesn't make sense, you know,
right.
Not being open to that's, and finally, you know, finally that's my job, you know. I have to be open and talk to other GMs and people and see how we can work together and improve our team.
Vlade Divac, the Sacramento Kings general manager. Vlade, Adrian Wojnarowski from The Vertical has been putting out a lot of tweets stating that you did not call back general managers that were inquiring about DeMarcus Cousins. Can you comment on that?
Like who?
I'm just telling you what he put out on Twitter. And
yeah, it's just ridiculous. You know, it's I did research. I had a contact not just last week. I mean, for the last 2 years, we've been in contact, and my choice is who I'm going to make a deal and what makes sense for me and my team to be better. So that's my comment, you know. So people and the agents are, you know, they have their own agendas.
You know, Vlade, it's been said that not a lot of offers were out there for DeMarcus. I don't know how much you can talk about that, whether it was, you know, a little bit or a lot, or there was interest or there wasn't interest from your standpoint.
Exactly. I mean, unfortunately, not too many, you know, people got a little scared, and I tried to, you know, find the best deal for us. And then in one point, what I've realized, this is the best deal and best time and best for our future. I had to do it because I realized, you know, the value is going down.
Is that the bat phone I hear back there? Is someone calling you already, buddy?
They're calling all day, today, yesterday. 5 days, 10 days ago, I've been busy.
I know you have been busy. Vlade, I got to tell you, on my Twitter account and in interacting with the fans, a lot of people, and I don't quite understand this because it's, in my opinion, the way professional sports has always worked, but a lot of people have a problem with the comment that you made to Mark Stein when you made a comment recently saying, we are not trading DeMarcus Cousins, and then less than 2 weeks later he's traded. What do you say to those people that have a problem with you coming out and saying
really,
that?
I really believe I'm not going to trade him, you know, because I didn't have any offer, and I realized nobody wants to make a deal and even talk about it. I got offer during the New Orleans All-Star game, and I had to act quickly, I had to act fast and think about it and make decisions that are going to make us better for the future, because I realized, you know, the value is not there. What we think is it is.
Vlado, when you look at this, and now Grant mentioned that this is like the biggest thing that you've ever done, Is there something that you can look and say, I've learned something from this process?
Not to trust agents.
Man, you know what I look at it, Vladdy. You know how I feel about you. I love you, man. But you wear your heart on your sleeve, and I think that sometimes people can misjudge that. And you're a trusting person, man. And I know, and I'm saying this a little off here, but you're going to do a damn good job, my man.
No, Ducky, you know, I was very open. You know me.
Yes,
I'm just telling you what it is. You know, so when I was talking about it, possibilities, they go behind my back, try to kill the deal.
Right.
So what are you going to do?
Yes. Yeah.
It's a great point, Vladdy Divac. So, Vladdy, again, we understand that there could be more moves made, and we'll figure that out, and we'll find out, I should say, when we get here on Thursday. How are you looking at the rest of this season now that you're still only a game and a half behind the Denver Nuggets? How are you looking at the final 25 games?
Before I answer that, I want to, you know, make sure that I say something before I leave you guys. You know, I understand that some fans are upset. You know, DeMarcus played his heart out here for 7 years. And like I said, I love him, but I believe we did the right thing for the future of the franchise. Now, when we talk about this year, I want our guys to play hard, compete, and have fun. Good things going to happen. Hopefully, they can take this advantage and this stretch where we have home games, play hard, and try to be contender for a playoff. That would be my dream come true. But I'm realistic. If it's not that case, then obviously I would like to see us being in a draft position to draft somebody talented and hopefully new franchise player.
Obviously, now, Vlade, you want to keep that that draft pick that's top 10 protected, not tanking, but
not necessary, Dougie, not necessary. I'm okay. I secure. It was a deal where I don't know who did it, mm-hmm. Chicago, where this year we are losing a pick if we are not in top 10.
Right.
So necessary. I'm not going to go for that pick. I'm securing our franchise with the first round pick this year from New Orleans, so I'm okay with it.
Okay.
If it happens that we are sliding down, hey, good. But I'm not focusing on that.
And here's the other deal. I mean, again, I know Bogdanovich is a professional player in Europe, but just to have fun, since he's never played in the NBA, and I'm not going to hold you to this, but if he were in this year's draft, ballpark figure, where do you think he would go in this draft? Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be kind of too optimistic, but safely, he's the top 15 for sure.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that we will see Papagiannis, we'll see Scal? How deep do you think Jaeger will go moving forward now with this trade?
Well, I'll talk to Coach. Actually, I talked to him yesterday. Today I was busy on the phone. They had day off. Tomorrow they're coming for work, so we can, we'll talk about, moving forward. I want personally guys to have a chance to play.
Mm-hmm.
Only if they're playing, they can develop. And obviously, coach knows how to manage those kind of stuff, and I'm letting him do what he believes we can do.
Vladdy, I think you already said this, but I'm going to ask you again a final message. We have a ton of people that are listening right now. Some of them are on board with this trade. Some of them aren't. Some of them are confused. Some of them get it. Final message to the fans here as we talk on this Monday during All-Star break.
Final message is winning starts with the culture, and that had to be addressed. This move allows us to focus on building a solid locker room culture, which is what we need to start winning consistently. And I'm not happy to be eighth spot year after year after year after year, not moving forward. I want to build a team that is going to be playoff time every year, but have a chance to win the championship in the future.
Vladdy, we appreciate it. We know it's been a stressful period of time. Thank you very much, and we'll see you on Thursday.
Appreciate you, man.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Dougie. Bye.
All right, take care. That's Vladdy Divac. We'll open it up if people want to react to that. He said that the there was not a deal. It was an offer, and it never materialized. That 2 days ago,
right,
the team pulled it off the table.
And there's a difference. And, you know, when he said it, that's why I asked him, you know, what do you learn in different things like that? Because, Grant, when you get put in scenarios and situations, Vladdy's a very honest, open guy.
Yes,
and sometimes in that you got to hold stuff close. So maybe the way it came out, as I hear this now, is an offer and an actual, what'd you just call it?
Offer.
An offer as opposed to
a deal.
A deal. There's,
right,
there's a difference in the two. Offers just something speculated.
Right.
Hey, you know, what if I,
right,
as opposed
but there
to
was, right,
sliding something across the table and saying, here it is.
I think we asked everything we wanted to. I'll leave it up to the audience. I think we asked them, when can we start evaluating him for his job? I asked him if he was aware of the criticism and how he,
yep,
feels about it. We asked him, you know, about why he made the deal. I'm trying to think if we forgot anything. And then
I hope not.
I think,
you know,
we,
like,
covered
I,
it all.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
And listen, here's the other deal. All right, we don't have to tell you all. We love Vladdy.
No doubt.
Doug Christie and me, we love Vladdy Divac. And I have no problem going on this radio station and telling you that I think he's a phenomenal person. And I love the man. I absolutely love him like I would a family member.
No doubt.
But listen, if I have to criticize Vladdy Divac, I'll go on the air and criticize him. And Vladdy knows that because I've told him that. And he's fine with that. And that's part of being in professional sports. I love him. I hope he does well. I'm rooting for him. But if he doesn't, I will go on the radio and I'll criticize the job he's doing.
And that's where it lets you know what type of person and the type of friend he is, because he understands, Grant, that we have to ask him tough questions, and he's willing to stand right there,
yep,
and answer those tough questions. So hopefully to all you fans out there, we got through what you were feeling and what you were thinking.
All right, Aaron, you're next here. Hello, Aaron.
How you guys doing today?
What's happening?
So I was listening to the call you just had with Vladdy, and he mentioned that he wants to develop a winning culture and a positive culture. I find that pretty ironic when he comes on the air and blatantly disses all the agents that he's been in contact with that he says are lying, all these free agents that are about to be that are looking maybe for their players to come to Sacramento. That's not going to happen if he's openly criticizing agents out there and openly saying, we're not going to trade DeMarcus, and then he ends up doing that. What kind of culture is that when you are lying to not only the agents, but
well, first of all, let's understand how professional sports works, okay? Dialogue between general managers and agents very often is like playing liar's poker, okay? That's the way the game has worked. It's a game within the game. And there are a lot of agents, and again, I don't want to generalize here. There are a lot of agents that make up stories. There are a lot of agents that put false rumors out there. There are a lot of agents that have, you know, connections with media members and going, hey, this is going on with that city so that they can put it out and there's bad press. That happens all the time. So let's not be naive about that.
The agents, it's with the entire press. You see all these journalists come to Twitter and just laugh at the Kings and compliment.
You know,
they're
going to
laugh at them until they start winning.
Yeah, they're going to continue to laugh until, just like they did before we started winning. And when I look at this, I can remember assistant, Donnie Walsh in Indiana. And I remember hearing Detlef talk about the time he was traded, and he had a conversation. He said, we're not going to trade you. He said, by the time I got in my car, Grant, he was traded. Jay Will down working out with the coaching staff on his way home, he was traded. I was traded, and, you know, try to have my agents call, and it happens. You can't just show everybody your cards and think that you are going to win the game. That is part of what you have
absolutely
to do.
Absolutely. Anyone that really is getting bent out of shape on this, and no disrespect to you, you're getting bent out of shape over something that is silly.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. All right. We are at 2 hours in the books, Doug and I with 2 hours left. Your reaction to what you heard from Vladdy, Sports 1140 KHDK.